I don't know about you, but when I read and listen to the Gospels, I always seem to be drawn to stop and ponder the questions that Jesus asks. They're not all that frequent, but from time to time, our Lord poses a question. Sometimes he's waiting for an answer, other times it's just rhetorical. But it seems like the questions of Christ always are so penetrating. They pierce the soul. Tonight, as we heard in the gospel, after washing his disciples' feet, our Lord posed a question to them. I'd like to ask you to imagine you were there at table with the Lord Jesus in the upper room on this Holy Thursday night. Imagine his sacred eyes gazing at yours, piercing into your very soul, as he asks, "Do you realize what I have done for you? Do you realize what I have done for you?" It's a deep question. Do you realize? A little bit before this, as he was setting the scene, St. John said, Jesus was fully aware of what was happening. Fully aware that he had come from God and was returning to God. Jesus always realized what he was doing. His eyes were open. He was fully aware. We, on the other hand, we're often like the disciples. Jesus said to them, "What I'm doing, you do not understand." How often we fail to be fully aware. We don't realize what our Lord is doing. We live such distracted lives, so much that clamors for our attention. We get caught up in the moment and things that seem really pressing to us, that draw our minds and hearts away from God and keep us from really realizing the depths of how God is at work. Tonight and over these next few days, these most sacred days of the year for us as disciples of Jesus Christ, the church exhorts us to be aware, to stay awake, to ponder deeply these mysteries that will be made present anew for us, to be able to say to our Lord, "Yes, Lord, I do realize, and I'm grateful." Do you realize, he asks, what I have done? What I have done? What has Jesus done? There are so many ways we could answer that question, but tonight we're invited to ponder three particular things that our Lord has done. First, and I suppose most amazingly of all, he's given us the gift of the Eucharist. His own flesh and blood, his abiding presence with us. As if it was not enough for the Son of God to leave the glory of his Father in heaven and come among us in the flesh and offer his life for us on the cross. As if that wasn't enough, now he humbles himself even farther by remaining with us under such a simple appearance of bread, but truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He stays with us in our tabernacles all year long. The gift of the Eucharist. God, literally, dwelling in our midst. This is what he has done. And the second thing that he's done on this Holy Thursday night is he's given us the gift of the Holy Priesthood. After offering himself in the Holy Eucharist, he says to his apostles, "Do this in memory of me." with those words ordaining them the first priests of his church. Because you see, he didn't want to just give the Eucharist to the 12 there on that Holy Thursday night, but he wanted to leave the gift of himself in the Eucharist to all times and places, to us here in Wentzville in 2022. And so along with the Eucharist, Christ instituted the priesthood. His priests who act in his very person in order to perpetuate that gift of himself for us in the Eucharist. He instituted the priesthood to be the instrument of new life in baptism. He instituted the priesthood to forgive sins, to unite in holy matrimony, to prepare souls for death, to preach and to teach the unchanging and saving truths that he had revealed. This is what he has done for us. The priesthood, St. John Vianney said, is nothing other than the love of the heart of Jesus. And thirdly, on this holy night, our Lord gave us the example and the commandment of love. This call to fraternal charity, I have given you a model to follow, as I have done, loving you, so you must also do for one another. Isn't it amazing that our Lord didn't just give the command, but he became a model for us? The law itself is a gift. It teaches us how to find true happiness and meaning and purpose in life. But the law in and of itself was not enough for God. He went further. He gave himself as the model. First, washing the feet of his apostles. This is God, the infinite, eternal, unchanging, all-powerful, creator of the heavens and the earth, on his knees, washing the feet of his creatures as a model for us and as a precursor of the even more radical model that we will recall tomorrow in the spilling of his every drop of blood out of love. This is what he has done for us. And when we really stop and realize what Jesus has done, it almost seems too much. Why would God do this? And the last couple words of his question remind us why God did all of this. For you. Do you realize what I have done for you? The Eucharist. The Eucharist is for you. Jesus makes that clear. This is my body, which will be given up for you. We must never take it for granted, but how easily we can. We can walk up to Holy Communion with our minds on whatever is coming after Mass that day. Or we can pass by the tabernacle without even really thinking about the fact that God himself is there, waiting for us, for you. The priesthood, too, is for you. Listen to these words from St. John Vianney, this reflection of his on the priesthood. He said, if we had not the sacrament of orders, we should not have our Lord. Who placed him there in that tabernacle? It was the priest. Who was it that received your soul on its entrance into life? The priest. Who nourishes it to give it strength to make its pilgrimage? The priest. Who will prepare it to appear before God by washing that soul for the last time in the blood of Jesus Christ? The priest. Always the priest. And if that soul comes to the point of death, who will raise it up? Who will restore it to calmness and peace? Again, the priest. You cannot recall one single blessing from God without finding side by side with this recollection the image of the priest. The priest is not a priest for himself. He does not give himself absolution. He does not administer the sacraments to himself. He is not for himself. He is for you. We priests consider our priesthood an incredible personal blessing, a blessing that we cherish, a gift we know we don't deserve. And admittedly, it sometimes comes with some nice perks. But we priests, we're not priests for ourselves. We're priests for you. And other priests have been priests for us. So pause tonight to thank God for those priests who have baptized you, absolved you, confirmed you, given you Holy Communion, anointed you. Pause to give thanks tonight for the priest who will commend your soul to God and your body to the earth on the day of your funeral. The Eucharist is for you. The priesthood is for you. And this commandment and model of love is for you. Jesus did it for us. It's why he asked, "Do you realize what I have done for you?" Everything our Lord has done, it's for you. This is the heart of God. God's heart pours itself out, spends itself, not for himself, but for you. Let us allow that question of Christ to linger in our hearts, especially between now and Sunday. As we go through the events of these holy days, this sacred Triduum, let's be constantly pondering in our hearts all that he has done for us. After the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, in the Garden of Gethsemane, which we will recreate, if you will, in our social hall with our altar of repose after Mass tonight, Jesus posed one more question to his slumbering apostles. "Could you not watch with me for 1 hour?" My friends, between now and Sunday, Jesus Christ will literally save the world. He will save our souls. Let us realize what he has done. Let us spend these days keeping watch in love with the one who has loved us to the end. St. Patrick.